All right, thank you for holding. Is this Steven?
Yes.
Hey, how's it going? My name's Sahak. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for asking, man. It's Wednesday, halfway there, so can't complain too much, right? I'm glad we're thinking the same. Yeah, I'm always waiting for Friday, man, every time. So let me just confirm a couple things here. So let's see. Service area. So Myrtle Beach at the max. So let's see, an hour and a half max. So maybe like we get you like 50, 60 miles. And we can just try to target close to Myrtle Beach so you can still get some jobs over there, because the pricing tiers, they start at about 50, 60 miles. They go up to 100, but then gets a, you know, it's a different pricing tier. But I'll give you the kind of rundown here and you can kind of choose for yourself. So, and also, is this residential only, or are you doing some commercial as well, like maybe small ones?
It's res only, yep.
Just res. Okay, yep. Perfect. And then she was saying something about you guys. Oh, here it is. Yeah, you guys have an Angie's listing. How's that going?
Yes, it's going well. I've turned on the lead.
Not bad, okay.
I turned it on yesterday, actually.
Oh, nice. Okay, great.
That's nice.
Perfect. So this is a little bit of a different service. It's similar. You're still going to get leads. It's not a lead service, though, so you're not going to pay per lead or per click, or and the lead doesn't get sent to multiple people where you guys have to bid, you know, first and then get to the job, and then you pay for the lead whether you get the job or not. This is more of an organic listing where if they search for any of those services that you provide, right, like garage slab or decorative concrete, gravel, whatever, they're going to find you on the first page when they search. So that way you just are found more organically because you're on the first page, because as we both know, that's where most people search these days, right? They're
right.
Looking on Google or, yeah, and the only other, the main one would be Facebook or some others, but we also include those too, because we don't just put you on the first page of Google. You're also on like sponsored Facebook ads. You have all the local directories. Of course, the most popular ones like, you know, Bing for first page placement as well. You have Yahoo, Better Business Bureau, Yellow Pages, White Pages, Alexa, even for like voice activated searches. So, I mean, they could be searching on anything and you're still going to pop up. And like I said, those calls go straight to you. When they click on those listings, right, it's your number listed. So call goes to you only. There's some exclusivity to it. You can cherry pick all the business you want and the areas you want. And of course, you're getting like a living, breathing human who's on the other end making the search. So, you know, higher probability is actually someone who really wants a real job and you'll actually convert into a real paying job, which is what we wanted to do, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Absolutely. And now keep in mind, it's a full service marketing package. Okay. So we're not just putting you on the listings. You also have, we sometimes do websites as well. And then we also put you on like a tracking system with an app, which will you be able to see everything real time on your phone. So like where the calls are coming from, the areas you're being searched in the most, the keywords that you're being found for. I mean, you even help manage reviews. It's called your dashboard. So you can actually see like how your ads are performing. I mean, you name it. And you have a tech team at your disposal Monday through Friday if you wanted to run promotions, change content, maybe edit your website. I mean, she said you were kind of looking into a website as well. She made a note here. Is that true? Oh, sorry, you were cutting out there. I was asking because she mentioned that she put a note here. You had also been looking to get a website as well. Is that true? Oh, can you still hear me?
Yep, I got you now. There we go. Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay, there it is. Yeah, now it's clear. Okay, yeah, no worries. Okay, so let's see. Where did you lose me? I think I was talking about the website. I was asking if you were currently, she put a note you were looking to possibly get one in the future there?
Yes, I've got to get one. I'm pretty much a brand new business, you know, serving the Wilmington area. I have the domain
right.
And everything. I just got to get a website built.
Okay, got you.
But
so,
but
you do have the domain already, so we could work with that.
Yes, I've got the domain.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Okay, so now, as for pricing, I know it's what it usually comes down to, right? So let's see. Now, just to give you an idea, though, I mean, right, I like to do this in the beginning of the call, but let's just try this now because, I mean, I'm interested because I haven't really done a lot of searches for the specific keywords you have because you do a lot of specialty services with the concrete and stuff. So let's just try, like, paver, or I'll even try concrete because it's a broad word, right? Like, so we'll see how many searches are being done, right? Yeah. So let's see. So between Google and Facebook in the last 30 days, I'll even do like a, let's just try 50 miles. Okay. So we're looking at almost about 2,000 searches. So just to give you the potential, right? And where the service comes in too, because those are potential clients, right? And you can't be found on the first page of Google if you're not already listed there, right? And then we don't just put you there. That's just Google and Facebook, right? Now we have a multitude of others, right? Even like voice activated searches, they could be, you know, talking to their car, phone, Alexa, you name it. I mean, you're still going to pop up. Google Voice. So it's like complete market saturation. Now, like I said, I know it comes down to price, but since you guys are new, should make a note here about the new in business credit we're running. So actually, with that, it brings it down quite a bit. And I think I could probably get you a pretty good price on the website. So let's see. With the credit, so I'll just to give you an idea of the difference, what would usually be $898, okay, is now just $498. And then after the first month, that actually goes down to just $299. Because the initial payment would include the website, which is just $199. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And that's like a fully functional site. I mean, you can have your own pictures, content. Matter of fact, I can even send you like a quick text here that has like a mock website. But yeah, you can have like scheduling and billing for clients. I mean, it's a fully functional Google template site, you know, and you have like a tech team who's at your disposal if you want to run any, you know, edits on it or just pretty much anything. Okay, so you should be getting the text. This is going to have like a mock, like a setup. I think it's like landscaping or pressure washing or something, but I mean, you get the idea. It's like the general. Obviously, you can customize it, but, you know, just to give you like a peek, right? And then, like I said, all your ad spends, while you're taking a look at that, I'll kind of give you the rundown. So all your ad spends would be included in that too. So all your ads, there's no additional costs to that. After that first month when the website and the programming is all set up and paid for, right, it's just $299. So essentially $300 a month, and you get all that. You're on the first page. You have all the directories, you know, search engines, the most popular ones anyway. And then, of course, you also have your sponsored Facebook ads. They use a lot of great, cool marketing tools with those. You have your tracking system with the app, your tech team. Even the voice activated searches, they set you up on, they pretty much do about 100 man hours in the first week. So they get you set up real quick too.
Okay.
And then with the tracking system, we're able to kind of track everything, the volume of it, how fast it goes, how, you know, since for new businesses, of course, it helps a lot.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely.
For sure.
Yeah. Let me think on it. And can I call you guys back?
Yeah, so I'm not sure if she did mention, but they're usually, I mean, they fill the listing with you within like 8, 12 hours, something like that. So it is about more about the availability. Is it really just the pricing that would be holding you back? I can see maybe what I could do about that.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, if I could get that down to like the $350, $400 range right off the bat, I'm fine with the $299 a month afterwards.
Right. Okay. So if I can just knock 100 off the setup for the website and everything, then we could do it.
Yeah, I'd be fine with that.
Okay. Should be able to do that. Let me just ping my manager, but he usually says yes, so should be fine. All right. And then now the first thing they do, have you gone through the process with, Google yet? Like the verification, you Google My Business. Have you ever done that?
I don't know if the Google ads that I've been working on for my business, I haven't went the entire setup for the Google ads business yet.
Oh, okay. Well,
is that what you're talking about?
So basically to have a profile on Google, you have to like get it verified and verify the address, business, you know, so on and so forth. The Google ads is a little bit different. That's pay-per-click. So every time somebody would click on that ad that's at the top of the page, you get charged, I think, $10. And then they, of course, call you, you know, et cetera, et cetera. That we do also offer, but since as you're already running something, I think you could probably just, for now, leave it separate unless you want to add that in the future. But this allows you to be on the first page in the map section, because you have to get verified on, for the local map on Google to be able to, right, exactly. Now, is this address correct? The one you have on your Angie's, the 17 Main Street, Williamson? Or should it be something else?
That's the one he gave me on Angie's list. The address for the business is a Raleigh address.
Oh, okay. So basically, so it is a brick and mortar, so we can list it online. Because some people, if it's like a home address, they won't list it like online for people to see.
Yeah, so that's how I'm kind of set up. I think Angie's just set it up like that, so I would show up in the Wilmington area.
I got you. I see.
If we could do that with a local address, that would be great. If not, like I said, the actual address, you know, allocated to the business is a Raleigh one.
Okay, so we can go with that. How far is, I mean, I guess I can check, but maybe you know off the top of your head, how far is Raleigh from Williamson?
It's about 2 hours.
Okay.
I work from home.
Right, okay, gotcha. So what I can do then, so there's two options. I could still get you in, yeah, let's see, it'd be, yeah, I have two options. We can go 50 miles from the Raleigh address, or with the Google Ads, you do get up to 100 miles. But it's just, it's a little bit more on the cost. I think about $50. So instead of it being four, it's like 450, I believe. But we can also just go 50 miles, and then, I mean, that's still a lot, because we can target, you know, close to all the areas you still want to target, and you still get to save the money, too. What do you think? We could go with the 50 for now, see how you like it, and then upgrade it to, because with the Google Ads, you get up to 100. So I think that's more than enough, right? That's why I said like 75 miles, I think you said, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I just want to make sure it's in the area that I don't want to go above Wilmington too much.
We can put it to exactly the amount of miles it is from there to Williamson. Yeah, we can actually do that. Yeah, so exactly that way it's not anywhere past that. So you won't get any calls outside of that. Like, that would be the farthest, is Williamson. Unless you wanted to go a little farther, because it goes up to 100. But we don't have to make it 100. Does that make sense?
Right.
Like, we can even target certain cities or zip codes if you want it.
Yeah, because I just wanted to be, like, between, you know, cover a radius between Wilmington, maybe down the Myrtle Beach area.
Like, which I think will be better with the 100 miles, right? Like, we can get it to, like, 70 or 80 that way? Because I don't think 50 would be enough, right? Because from Williamson,
yeah,
from Raleigh to Williamson, yeah, right?
I mean, I guess I'm still confused on how the address works, because, I won't live in Wilmington, and there's no way to use that Wilmington address, right? It's off of
Well, technically, we can – yeah, it's about 2 hours. So that is about 100 miles. So what we can do is put that address. But the thing is, when they verify it, they're actually going to send a postcard to the address, and then you send it back. So that's why we need a physical address to do that. But this way – we can have it from your Raleigh address and still reach Williamson and even, I think, close to Myrtle Beach, too. And then you're still verified on the map and you're on the first page of Google.
Okay, well, if they send a letter or something to get verified through the mail, they send it to that Raleigh address, it gets forwarded to me, to my personal address.
Really? Okay, so that'll still work.
Send it back.
Yeah, as long as you receive it and you can send it back, you're good.